From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. President Obama is calling on the Libyan regime to stop its attacks on demonstrators, but he said the U.S. will not send in ground troops.
The United States of America will not stand idly by in the face of actions that undermine global peace and security. So I've taken this decision with the confidence that action is necessary and that we will not be acting alone.
Speaking at the White House a short time ago, Mr. Obama said the U.S. will help enforce a U.N.-authorized no-fly zone over Libya. There are indications very small traces of radiation from Japan's damaged nuclear plant have reached California, but an Energy Department official says there is no threat to the public. The International Atomic Energy Agency says conditions at the Fukushima nuclear plant remain very serious, but are not getting worse. In Vienna, Carrie Skyring says the UN's nuclear watchdog has begun monitoring radiation in dozens of Japanese cities.
Nuclear safety experts here say reactor units 1, 2, and 3 at Fukushima remain fairly stable. They say the most significant safety concern remains the spent fuel ponds at units 3 and 4, where they lack information on water levels. In what they described as a positive development, they said diesel generators are now providing power for reactor units 5 and 6. The IAEA is now monitoring radiation levels at 47 Japanese cities and says dose rates in Tokyo remain well below levels requiring any action. In other words, not dangerous to human health. For NPR News, I'm Kerry Skyring in Vienna.
There's a hold on Wisconsin's new collective bargaining law from member station WVWM in Milwaukee. Marty Michelson reports a judge issued a temporary restraining order on the law that was set to take effect next week.
The law would eliminate nearly all collective bargaining rights for most public workers and sparked a month of massive protests at the state capitol. Democrats in the Senate fled Wisconsin for 3 weeks to avoid a quorum and vote on the bill. Republicans decided they couldn't wait any longer to act on the measure, so they quickly convened a committee meeting, stripped the bill of its fiscal components, and ushered it through. Judge Marianne Sumi on Friday issued a temporary restraining order that bars publication of the bill next week, saying she'll issue a ruling on the merits of the case later. The lawsuit was filed by a county district attorney who contends the committee violated the open meetings law when it failed to post a 24-hour notice. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
Ending 7 years in exile, former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide returned to Haiti today and immediately criticized the decision to bar his political party from Sunday's presidential election. Wall Street has given up some of its earlier gains. The Dow now up 70 points. NASDAQ is ahead 9, and the S&P 500 is up 4. This is NPR. Witnesses and local news reports say protests broke out in at least 3 parts of Syria today. It's described as the gravest unrest in years in one of the Mideast's most repressive states. There's been a violent confrontation between protesters and government forces in the Yemeni capital. Doctors say at least 31 people were killed and dozens wounded when security forces opened fire on demonstrators rallying outside Sana University. It's been a month of increasingly deadly confrontations. The UN says at least 25 people have been killed in Ivory Coast after forces loyal to the disputed leader shelled a market outside the commercial capital. From Abidjan, NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton says witnesses reported intense mortar fire.
Abobo has witnessed the fiercest fighting in weeks of violence in Ivory Coast's main city. The northern neighborhood of Abidjan is a stronghold of Alassane Ouattara, widely recognized as the country's president-elect. His adversary, Laurent Gbagbo, is refusing to step down as president. The UN reports heavy arms fire used on Abobo market, with deaths and injuries. The attack on Abobo is the latest in clashes, which have seen more than 200,000 people flee the violence. Street battles have gripped several parts of Abidjan as the political crisis deepens in Ivory Coast. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
No one was hurt when a United Airlines plane skidded off an Ohio runway onto muddy grass last night. The accident happened just after midnight when the commuter flight from Chicago arrived at the Akron-Canton Airport. A spokesman says the 44 passengers and 3 crew members left through the plane's main boarding door. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR.